NASA is examining a piece of the Space Shuttle Columbia's wing that was found near Fort Worth, Texas. Investigators are hoping it will provide clues to the fatal breakup of the shuttle last Saturday. The piece would be significant if it came from the shuttle's left wing, which is where the trouble apparently began, but investigators could not say immediately whether this was the case. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, the wing fragment is one more element in a puzzle that is still missing some vital pieces.
Search crews have been roaming Texas and Louisiana by horseback and foot. They've been flying over in planes and helicopters, and even diving into lakes and reservoirs as they search for clues to the demise of the Space Shuttle Columbia. On Friday, NASA official Ron Dittamore announced the first significant find.
We have recovered a partial wing leading edge. It's 26 to 27 inches long, with 18 inches of wing structure still attached.
The piece fell near Fort Worth, which is as far west as any shuttle debris has yet been discovered. That makes it one of the earliest pieces to have come loose, and therefore it's potentially related to the cause of the crash. The wing fragment was taken to Carswell Air Force Base. From there, it will be transported to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, where technicians plan to examine it and, if possible, reassemble key parts of the shuttle. NASA also released a photograph Friday evening taken through a telescope at Kirtland Air Force Base in New Mexico as the shuttle flew past. A leading industry magazine, Aviation Week and Space Technology, revealed the existence of the photo on Thursday and said that it showed that the left wing of the shuttle was ragged and failing. NASA's Ron Dittamore showed a grainy photograph that didn't clearly reveal anything of the sort to an untrained eye.
I'm aware that there may be some reports and media reports that say this photograph is tremendously important. It's not clear to me that it reveals anything significant at this point. So again, I'd be cautious about what all this information means to you. We've got a long way to go.
Clues like this may ultimately be pieced together into a coherent story, Dittamore said, but it will take time. This week has been dedicated to gathering information, but not so much to interpreting it. Dittamore says it's been tempting for journalists to leap to conclusions, but the point from NASA's perspective was simply to show that the space agency was being as open and honest as possible.
We have revealed to you data that we don't even understand. We've shown you information that we know now may have been wrong, and we are going to have to adjust it. So you have been looking over our shoulder, so to speak, watching us go through this process. Typically, you never see this process.
The window on this investigation may change character in the coming weeks. NASA is turning the investigation over to an external review board composed mostly of government employees outside the space agency. It will be up to members of that board to draw conclusions from the data NASA is gathering, and it will be up to them to decide how much to show the press and the public. After news conferences of at least once a day, often twice over this past week, NASA officials say the flow of information will slow as the investigation becomes more deliberative. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.